one of the things in life is that a lot of things just kind of make sense if you think them through. And a lot of things are deserved. And there's a lot of simplicity in knowing the logical order of things. But if you've been around very long, you know life doesn't always follow that logical order of sequence. Really good people can have a tragic event. Like there's this ability, I don't know what it is. You know, people call it the law of attraction. There's people who believe in vibration. There's people who believe in chakras, right? There's people who believe in prayer. I mean, if I said I believed in prayer, I wouldn't be alone. There'd be billions, right, that would agree with me. And so it's not crazy. But the smarter we are and the more we advanced, the harder those things become. And the things like investing should just be obvious and simple. Like you should be a person who invests, regardless of age, race, financial situation. You should be a person who doesn't take on debt and invests money. Like it's available to anyone. Like go back 200 years, you're a woman. You can't even legally invest at all. And now you're free as a sex, you know, male, female, you're free. No longer is property held in the name of your husband. You don't have to go back very far in this country, and that's the way it was. And go back a little further in this country, and it was based not only on sex, but race. And since the beginning of the country, it's been based on who controls what resources and who has the most. And there's always been a distinction between people when it comes to money. Now, the racial thing, we're always working on that. And it seems like we're moving in the general right direction. And seems the same in sex. And yet there's still these isms and we're still stuck with prejudices without a doubt. And there's this idea of manifestation. Of us having the ability to attract, to gather, to create momentum, to take our human energy, our brain, with what we have, where we are, with the skills that we possess, right in that spot, and draw to us the thing that we need. I know you've had this happen in your life. I know you have. And if you haven't, I would encourage you to begin practicing it. But the hard part about these things, the hard part is the smarter you are as a human being, the harder it is to participate in the simplicity of things like positive thinking or visualization. Because you understand, reap what you sow. You want to grow corn? You plant corn seeds. Action, reaction. Like that's science, right? Like there's a logical set of order. Inside the book, The Science of Getting Rich, it teaches this idea that smart people can get rich and blockheads can get rich. Assholes can get rich and really good giving people can get rich. Religious, non-religious, intelligent, dumbass. That anyone can. And then the book goes on to describe ways of thinking, of manifesting things, but not just with the mind only. You're not just sitting around in a room chanting, trying to bring something to you, but you begin to view things different. The actions you begin to take change. Your motivations change. The things you fill your mind with during the day change. Because this is part of the manifesting process. When I first decided I wanted to be a real estate investor, I began reading books on real estate. I began talking to people. I began looking, you know, when websites finally started, I started, well, yeah, of course there were websites, but I wasn't looking at them then. But I began to manifest this idea in my life. There was evidence that I was thinking on this, the way I spent my money. All of a sudden, I realized, damn, I need a down payment. I've got to get my credit straight, because it wasn't. And I began to research how to improve your credit. And I got these ideas for taking these little lines of credit, and I would strategically take them and pay them back just to show a revolving use of credit that I was honorable, that I was worthy of you loaning me money. And I just worked my credit score. Like I bought books on this, and I went and looked, and I signed up at Credit Karma, and I ordered my credit reports. I became pro fucking active to fixing my credit. I began to manifest in my life, not in word only, not chanting. And yet I was speaking in word, and yet I was chanting. And that ultimately leads you to, you have the money and you make the phone call and you find a realtor and you began to look. I began to look at properties. I manifested it. And at the same time, if you plant corn, you will reap corn. And so there's seeds. That's what dividend investing is, what stock investing is. It's what purchasing equity in business is. It's not trading. Although I like trading. But this isn't that. I'm not talking about a quick buck, something for nothing. I'm talking about building something over time, manifesting something in your life of actual value. That's not bullshit. That's not mortgaged. That's not borrowed. That's not a depreciating asset going down. That's not something to impress your friends. It's things of value that pay you money. Real shit. Like real shit. Yeah, you got a new phone, but you own a piece of the phone company. Why would you own a piece of the phone company? Because they pay dividends, dipshit. They pay you. You get to reverse the cash register. You get to get on the other side and be a receiver. You get to begin getting money because now you're an owner, because you fucking manifested it in your mind. And went down the trail, learn the information, begin to change yourself, your mind, your thought process. You begin to focus on the three keys to a successful life: health, wealth, and mindset. Health, wealth, and mindset. You gotta be fucking healthy, right? Obvious. You got to focus on your money. How are you spending your money? That would include credit scores, lines of credit, how many credit cards you have. Clean the shit up and get it on point. This card is for this. I have a single credit card for Amazon. I have a single credit card for remodeling properties that I use basically at Home Depot. I have filing cabinets where all the insurance policies. Now, some of you are saying, yeah, no kidding. Some people don't do this. You become the business of you. By doing this with one house and one stock in 18 years, it's now more than six figures. That's not with a job. No job. That's not a job. That's passive income just coming to me. For following a way of life where I planted corn and I manifested it. And it left clues. Oh, you bought another house, dude? Yeah. One time at a party, my dad introduced me as his son, the slumlord. I had six houses. Was my dad trying to slight me? Maybe. But there was a little hint of jealousy. I'm 34 fucking years old. I got six houses rented. I'm collecting $3,000 a month gross passive income on the side. 1,200 of it's in my pocket. I got hundreds of thousands of dollars in that. Oh, and I'm investing in the market, and I'm working my job, and I got a side business going. Wow, you do a lot. Yeah. That's why I can't go. I got a friend who's rich. They go on vacation all the time. Kind of jealous, but I like being home, so I'm not that jealous, but I'm happy for them. Of course I am. But I can't. See, they warped it. Woo! Way past where I'm trying to get. And I'm still in that hustle mode. I'm still trying to accumulate. I'm trying to get to 25 houses. 25. When I'm 60 and I got 25, is that pretty good? What if I live to be 90? Just stacking $100 bills. No job. Be passed down. Could change generations. Then I could create videos and record things and teach them how to manage it. And what if they take 5, 10 mil and turn it into 100? And rewrite the book that I did and say, look what grandpa did. It's 100 mil. Here's the blueprint. It's free. You can look at it. And that's what I began to think. I couldn't do apartments. I didn't make enough money. I made $12.50 an hour at my job. I worked 20 hours a month. My wife made $30,000 a year. We combined those together. It was enough to survive. And I said, baby, I need you to work with me. Everything I make on the side business and the side hustles, all of it's getting invested. And I got it to 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then I got my side business, I got it to 10,000 a month. And it's being invested, dude. It's a 7 to 10 year game plan. That's all it was. If you plant corn, corn grows. You're going to live 7. You're going to live 10. That's the fucked up part about this. See, the messed up part about my message is that when you hear it and you walk away from here and you don't do what I said, you're fucked. Guaranteed. Done. Because there is no other message. It's the only way not to be 60 and poor. Like virtually every fucking person that's 60 is broke except like 7%. Go read the stats. Go Google how many people over the age of 65 are rich. It ain't your parents. Maybe it is. I hope so. And did they teach you? Did they teach you? You plant corn. What? Because the people I grew up with in the trailer park, they still don't fucking know if you plant corn, you grow corn. Because they're still poor generationally. Like they've chosen to be. Even though the model's right in front of them. Ownership. Own shit. Own it. Shares. Equity. Houses. You own things, businesses, a new contracts, bonds, assets that pay your family forever, generationally. Does Bitcoin do that? How did you get a dividend yet? You didn't get a dividend? Your crypto didn't pay you any cash flow? There is no other message. You either start a business, invest in business. If you don't start a business, you have to invest in them. That's the stocks. See, if you don't own the business, you need to put your money into business so that when you don't work at the business, you have fucking money. That's where it comes from. You owning ownership. That's how we escape poverty. Did your dad hold you and just say that to you? Did he? Hey, dummy, you're broke. My wife used to get mad at me. I used to tell my 11-year-old that. And I didn't curse at will. I shouldn't say that. If you're around me, I will. But I said, he made a comment one day. We went to the really bad side of town. And we come back and he's like, you know, even though we're not rich, Dad, we kind of are. He said that to me, right? Like that's a father-son moment. And you're like, oh. And I said, here's what I said. I said, dude, I'm rich. You're broke. He's like, oh, man. And then he came back later that day and he said, you know, Dad, you're kind of right. He goes, I hadn't thought of it that way. And then I said, of course, your family and all that good stuff. But my message to him was, if you plant corn, guess what you grow? Corn. And so you've planted no corn and you're wondering, hey, where's my corn? You own the business. Now, if you own a fucking business, you don't need to worry about stocks. Run that shit, sell it, whatever. You got 7 dry cleaners, you own 50 car washes, you have 8 McDonald's. I met a guy the other day, he owned 1,500 storage facilities. Hey, he's collecting $100,000 a month. He don't need my advice. He already gets it. You can do it a lot of different ways. But if the business doesn't have intrinsic value where you can sell it for a large sum down the road, you need to be investing in that businesses that will create cash flow on dividends so you can compound it and grow your wealth at any age. And the less debt you have, the more of this shit you can do. That's how you manifest in your life. Actions. Your actions live to prove what it is you want, what you believe. Do you want to own your own fucking life? Yes or no? You have to have assets. You have to be an owner. Who ruled the Middle Ages? You had the king? Well, we still have the king today. King Trump. And Trump has all his little governors. And all the little governors have all their little counties and city officials. And they come to me all the fucking time. Pay up. Pay $27,000 last year in property taxes. I think me and the king are good. Because I'm one of the lords of the land. Why do they come to me for $27,000? Because I owe the king. Why do I owe the king? It's always been this way. It's a 5,000 year old money fucking game. 5,000 years. We've been playing the same Game of Thrones. Pay the fucking king and he'll leave you alone. Don't pay. Then the only reason you wouldn't be paying is you're one of the peasants working for the landlord to give the money to the king. Now, if you're a peasant, they don't expect much out of you. Shit, you might get a refund. King might give you some money. But the Lord, the owner, the guy who runs the business, or the guy that invests in business. You see, I got investments in phone businesses, fucking donut shops, coffee companies, mortgage companies, loan offices. I got like 40 stocks that I own, 40 little fractional pieces of business. Like a book, a portfolio. You can open it up and look at it. They're real fucking businesses and I have money in them and they give me money. I talk to no one. I sell nothing. I'm not on the phone. I do nothing. I just receive passive income. Why? Because I invested in business. I don't own those businesses. I don't work there. I own my business. My business is real estate. And in 10 years, I could sell the whole portfolio. For millions. I didn't pay millions. I paid like $180. I got maybe 200 grand into the whole business myself personally. And it's worth millions. We'll be right back.